All right, so let's start this show off right with a little story we call The Week in Geek. Story number one, Kodak ships computer-free wireless camera at shrinkster.com/8DZ. From Associated Press, after a summer-long delay, Eastman Kodak has begun shipping the first digital camera with Wi-Fi technology to email photos directly to friends and family without a computer. Users of the new EasyShare 1, priced at $599, can send photos directly through a Wi-Fi transmitter at home or work, or pay $499 a month to connect the camera with any of T-Mobile USA's 6,000 hotspots at stores, airports, hotels, and other establishments.
Like Starbucks.
Yeah. You know, at first I thought this was a very cool feature that might convince me to pick one up. And then I read a quote at the very bottom of this article, again, at shrinkster.com, 8DZ. It's from photography analyst Ed Lee of InfoTrends, a research firm in Weymouth, Mass. He says, and I quote, "It's the next step forward in cameras. No more worrying about plugging in the cable," end quote.
Oh, man.
And as everyone knows, plugging in the cable is the number one technical barrier for consumers when it comes to effectively using their digital cameras. I mean, forget about the fact that if you breathe while snapping a photo, your friends will think you're at a midnight showing of Pink Floyd's The Wall during a drool-happy heroin overdose.
Oh, yeah, man. That was pretty cool.
Never mind the problems associated with navigating the menus with more branches than John Smith's genealogy map using a screen the size of a friggin' postage stamp. You mean, for only $200 more than a Sony CyberShot, I don't have to worry about accidentally choking myself with the USB cable? It's a fucking deal. All right, story number two. Reports are coming in of flaws in the iPod Nano. Yep. Cracked screens are the result of constant dipping in the nano sauce, which comes in sweet and sour and barbecue flavors at most drive-through fast food restaurants.
Plus, it's all from all the idiots who put them in their back pockets and sit down. They're like, yeah. Oh, damn, the screen spontaneously cracked.
Just like that.
$250 gone.
Yeah. All right, next one. BitTorrent lands $8.75 million in funding.
What?
Absolutely. The creator of the popular online file swapping software BitTorrent has lined up $8.75 million in financing from a venture capital firm in a bid to build his software into a commercial distribution tool for media companies. Bram Cohen created BitTorrent in 2001 as a hobby after the dot-com crash left him unemployed. Since then, as you know, it's become a favorite tool for computer users to swap large files, particularly movies and other video, because it grabs bits from various computer users simultaneously as they send and receive a file. And this speeds up transfers. Cohen said the financing from Menlo Park, California-based Dahl Capital Management demonstrates the capital firm's belief that, quote, BitTorrent will become the ideal platform for both independent publishers and the world's leading media companies alike. More than 45 million people use the BitTorrent software, according to Cohen, and BitTorrent traffic makes up the largest percentage of bandwidth used on the internet.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, if we could just figure out a way to serialize and deserialize human beings, we'd no longer need airplanes. Isn't that pretty cool, Robert?
Absolutely.
You know? That's what we've been saying all along.
No, they're never going to make any money. All they're going to do is pirate and send it over BT.
Yeah. I give my airplane seat to Bram one
day. Did you really?
Yeah.
Did you really? Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, you know, we've been pushing BitTorrent here for a long time. I guess
was that out of respect? Was that you just saw me? You said, "Dude, you got to have my seat made."
He was with his family, and they were split up. So,
dude, yeah.
So it's not like you gave up your seat on the airplane. You in a different seat.
I moved to the back of the
plane. For a minute, I thought you were a humanitarian.
I moved to the back of the plane for Bram.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
There you go.
So you're actually entitled to some of this $8.75 million.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You got a point there. Hey, Bram.
Yeah.
I'll be calm.
All right, next story. The Rolling Stones are releasing their latest album on a new encrypted flash memory card. The album entitled Live from the Bedfordshire Arms Nursing Home will be made using other recent innovations in music technology.
What the?
Such as a drum kit that can be played from a wheelchair.
Don't start talking about hawking, man.
A combination microphone stand and walker. And electric guitars that squirt Ensure brand nutrient drink at the audience from a tube attached to the back of the guitar neck.
I actually have that one. That's a neat little thing.
All right, next story. Disney is getting into the MP3 player business. The Walt Disney Company on Thursday said it would start selling $49.99 portable music MP3 players for kids, joining the digital music industry dominated by Apple Computer. Disney Mix Sticks, about the size of a pack of gum, hold about 60 songs on an internal 128-megabyte storage card and can hold an additional 1-gig memory card. They also can play songs sold on small memory cards. Oh, and this just in from Microsoft. You just wait till we ship Longhorn.
Just you wait.
Just you wait.
Windows Vista, baby.
Just you wait. Yeah.
Just you wait.
Because it's going to be cool.
Like, I don't know why you keep correcting us, man. You're fired, man. You're so fired.
You say anything you want.
You know, I don't
You're
know.
You're done, man.
It's over.
All right, finally, Nissan's new concept car swings both ways. From Reuters, Japan's second biggest automaker has developed a concept car featuring an egg-shaped cabin atop a wheeled platform that can swivel around 360 degrees, doing away with the need to reverse when emerging from narrow spaces. Quote, with this feature, parking in tight spots is a cinch, chief designer Masato Inui, and I have no idea how to say that, told reporters at a sneak preview of the bubble-shaped three-seater electric car this week. The car, named Pivo, I swear to God, Pivo, after the word pivot, you know, it's like everybody's got to be hip.
I thought we had bad product namers.
Can you, like, hit the rewind button and go backwards on that thing?
The car, named Pivo, after the word pivot, operates on an experimental system called drive-by-wire, which eliminates the mechanical linkages between cabin and chassis to enable steering, braking, and shifting through electronic signals.
Cool.
In a related story, John Naisbitt, futurist and author of the 1988 blockbuster book Megatrends, said in a CNN interview Thursday that he foresees a future America where young people don't know how to parallel park or plug in cables.
Yeah,
and
baby.
That is all for the Weekend Geek.
Yeah!
Rock, bro.
Catch an hour of Freaky Geek Speak every week at mondays.wap.com. Mondays. What Sunday threw up.